All right. Good Monday morning, beloved. We're in Hosea chapter 11, verse 12, going on into chapter 12. And today's reading includes further words of condemnation and judgment. The people's ancestor Jacob is recalled, along with references to God's rescuing the people from slavery in Egypt. God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. So let's get to it. The Lord says, "The people of Israel have surrounded me with lies and deceit, and the people of Judah are still rebelling against me, the faithful and holy God. Everything that the people of Israel do from morning to night is useless and destructive. Treachery and acts of violence increase among them. They make treaties with Assyria, and they do business with Egypt. The Lord has an accusation to bring against the people of Judah. He is also going to punish Israel for the way her people act. He will pay them back for what they have done. Their ancestor Jacob struggled with his twin brother Esau while the two of them were still in their mother's womb. When Jacob grew up, he fought against God. He fought against an angel and won. He wept and he asked for a blessing. And at Bethel, God came to our ancestor Jacob and spoke with him. This was the Lord God Almighty. The Lord is the name by which he is worshipped. So now, descendants of Jacob, trust in your God and return to him. Be loyal and just and wait patiently for your God to act." The Lord says, "The people of Israel are as dishonest as the Canaanites. They love to cheat their customers with false scales. We are rich, they say. We've made a fortune. And no one can accuse us of getting rich dishonestly. But I, the Lord your God, who led you out of Egypt, I will make you live in tents again, as you did when I came to you in the desert. I spoke to the prophets and gave them many visions, and through the prophets I gave my people warnings. Yet idols are worshipped in Gilead, and those who worship them will die. Bulls are sacrificed in Gilgal, and the altars there will become piles of stone in the open fields. Our ancestor Jacob had to flee to Mesopotamia, where, in order to get a wife, he worked for another man and took care of his sheep. The Lord sent a prophet to rescue the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt and to care for them. The people of Israel have made the Lord bitterly angry. They deserve death for their crimes. Their Lord will punish them for the disgrace they have brought on him." Well, today's key verse is Hosea chapter 12, verse 10, where the Lord says, "I spoke to the prophets and gave them many visions, and through the prophets I gave my people warnings." You know, it's amazing as you see God's description of his people's action, as opposed to what they think they're doing. They think that everything they're doing is great. But from God's point of view, they are just lost in their sin. According to, let's see, chapter 12, verse 6, what word of hope is given? And let me read that again to you. Okay? "So now, descendants of Jacob, trust in your God and return to him. Be loyal and just and wait patiently for your God to act." And it is one thing that we have taught for a long time. Doesn't matter what your theology is or what your eschatology is, what's going to happen in the future. You just keep living for Jesus, and God will come through for you. Let us pray. Almighty God, I trust in you, and I praise your holy name. I place my hope in you, and I seek to be loyal to your teachings and serve as a beacon of your love and justice. Amen. Well, that brings our time today to a close. Join us tomorrow as we continue our study in Hosea chapter 13, where the prophet Hosea delivers final words of judgment to Israel. Until then, God bless. you keep claiming those promises and holding on to the assurance of God's word, and we will see you tomorrow.